When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There was a video that came out recently.
I didn't think I was going to be a target. I didn't think I was going to be the victim.
I think you have no talent.
No, you can't.
Trouble cop left.
Are you sure you want to talk about this?
Actually, funny enough, Jay, how tall are you? So what I have done is I have asked ChatGPT to create the perfect podcast intro.
All right.
That Jelly is going to read.
I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to read it out loud.
He's never read it before.
Welcome to... Name of podcast?
That's that, Jelly.
Thu Turds!
No.
Well, we are technically Thu Turds.
No, you said two turds.
Yeah, Thu...
No,
two.
Two.
Thu Two-thirds. Josh, we could have picked a name that I could have pronounced.
We couldn't, because you can't pronounce anything.
Why can't I pronounce this?
Read the intro. All
right. Where we explore... insert topic theme of podcast. Each other?
No, we don't explore each other.
What do we explore? What did you...
Just keep reading.
All right. Each week, we dive deep into conversations with experts, innovators, and thought leaders to bring you insights, stories, and ideas that will inspire and inform. I don't really feel like that's actually going to happen.
Oh, I didn't. I have no idea.
I mean, we literally don't even have a guess.
No, I know, but ChatGPT, apparently they know the right thing to say.
Okay. Whether you're a seasoned pro or new to the subject, our goal is to provide you with a fresh perspective and leave you feeling engaged and curious.
I feel engaged and curious.
I hope everyone's listening does too. So sit back, relax, and join us on this journey of discovery.
There we go.
Josh, I don't really know what that's all about. That's way too intellect for me.
Okay, do you want to try something that's less intellect?
Yeah, as an intro? Like we're YouTubers. We play video games for a living. Like what?
Well then do what you, like do what the intro you want to do.
All right, welcome to Thu Turds.
You just said it wrong again. Like, are you trying to say it wrong?
Yes, and my headset's also falling off.
Okay.
Everything's right. Going wrong.
Let's just move on.
I paid so much money for all this equipment, and I don't even know how to pronounce this.
Okay, look.
Can you please help me?
Okay, so this is Thu Turds, right?
Thu Turds.
So this is a podcast that me and Jelly have set up that we're going to be using. The first episode is just going to be me and Jelly. We're going to talk through some things.
Some things
that maybe we've never talked about before.
Right.
And I
mean, I think the name's technically suggesting something.
Yeah. What does the name mean, Jelly?
Wow. The circle's not round anymore. You know, we've lost a great piece of something.
What's that, Jelly? What's that?
One third.
Right. So historically, me and Jelly have been a three.
Josh, we've got to buy a better headset. This thing keeps falling off.
You need to just sit still.
I'm sorry, man. I'm a gaming YouTuber.
Hang on, producer. By the way, is Jelly just screaming, or are we okay on audio for him?
I mean, it's very loud. The intro was pretty shocking.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Okay. I'll try to stay quiet.
Is it recoverable?
We'll see in post, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
So if we look over there, there's a
where
producer.
Were we? Where were
so,
we?
So historically, we've been three people.
Correct. Okay? Yes.
And we can, oh God, it's going to be weird getting into all of this because we never talk about any of this, but we are clearly two thirds now, two thirds of that three.
And we've lost someone.
Well, more than someone.
Right.
Actually, Jelly,
we've lost two people.
Well, not even,
but not at the same time.
Also,
because we're not two-fourths.
There was more than two
we're not
people.
Two-fourths.
Correct, Jelly. But they're
I could have pronounced that.
Yeah, well, that's not what it is.
We could have just done... Okay, anyway.
One point in time, though, there was even more people than that. And that's kind of the sort of things we're going to be talking about. I feel like we're literally on the edge of talking about anything, though, right now.
Yeah. So, Josh, what happened? Why are we sitting
here? Who is the problem?
Who is the problem? It's not me.
Maybe this is... Okay, so we've got two things here. We've got the history of where we came from in the group,
yes.
Right? So First of all, I think for the podcast, for the first episode, we should explain a little bit about who each of us are.
Right.
So, Jelly, I want you to explain to everyone watching who you are and assume that the people behind all these expensive, fancy cameras, they're just aliens that have no idea.
They have no idea.
They don't even know what YouTube is.
Okay. Well, if you don't know what YouTube is, then...
They are literally. I literally just told you they're aliens, so they don't come from.
Also, they might be listening, right? Because this is actually available on Spotify,
right?
And producer, where else is it available?
Apple Music.
All right.
And literally anywhere else.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere you have a podcast.
Everywhere where you can listen to something, we will be.
Yeah, Jelly. On topic. Who are you?
I am a YouTuber. I play video games for a living. Apart from that, so I'm a Dutch guy sitting here in the UK.
Already, Jelly, the alien is saying, what is a YouTuber? What are video games? Like, what is this? What are you doing?
Jesus Christ. I am a 26-year-old guy, all right, who actually pretends to know what he's doing. But realistically, Josh, I have no idea how I even ended up here.
What, here today?
Or? Here, yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, I'll be honest with you. I think that's the same for a lot of people in the YouTube world. One day you wake up and you're like, I'm playing video games.
Literally. Like, I haven't left my room in 8 years, right? It started... Well, actually, I'll rephrase that because it started with me just playing video games in my bedroom. But eventually, right, I made a little bit of money and I was able to
How much money did you make?
Just enough, just enough to rent... a house with with another bedroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So then I had two bedrooms, and I turned that second bedroom into an office.
Okay, Jeff.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's actually where I kind of still live.
Yeah. So video games. Okay, cool. I'm literally the same version of that. Like, same thing.
We're actually just two introvert nerds.
Yeah.
Pretending like we have any idea what we're talking
about.
Or
any talent.
Right.
Yeah. So
I'd say you're pretty talented.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think you have no talent.
Okay.
I think that you are a disgusting leech. Nah, he's
all
okay.
Right.
He's okay.
Well, Josh, let me remind you, all right?
Yep.
We started playing video games 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over those years, we've generated a following.
Yes.
Yeah. You're calling me the leech, but you have about half as many followers.
And I came along later.
Right.
So
you saw what we were doing and you were like, I want a piece of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and technically, if I phrase it one way.
Okay.
You know, you took a piece.
Two thirds of that. Mm. Sorry, what was that noise?
Excuse me. This noise is a professional podcast setup. We cannot be having any phone noises.
So Jelly, well, let's go. Because obviously we've got talking points and things that we need to actually like follow some sort of format here.
Yes.
Kind of chaotic.
Before we get to that, you haven't said who you are.
Right. I mean, yeah. Okay. So I'm pretty much the same as you. So bedroom. Bedroom. Like, honestly, we are... There's no, why are you watching? Like, what is the value we're giving? No, I played video games. We played video games together. We enjoy playing video games. And then we enjoy entertaining people.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing some cool stuff around that.
Yes.
And I think that what would be really interesting to everyone watching, potentially new and old, would be we dive in a bit deeper to how we met, for example.
Yes.
Right? And I'm just...
Do you still remember this?
When we actually met?
Do you remember how we met? Because I actually vaguely remember meeting you person.
Oh, in person.
And before that, we actually spoke over Skype or whatever it was back then.
I vaguely remember the first time that we spoke.
I remember as well. And I was very intimidated by your voice.
So we need... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what it was.
But we need to stop because we're talking around subjects, right?
Yes.
So we need to dig in. So
we need to dig in.
So I'll give you a bit of a prelim. So someone we used to record with a very long time ago called Cody, he reached out to me.
Wait, I have never heard this story before.
I'm pretty sure this is how it went. So he reached out to me on Skype somehow. This was like before, and then there was a break. See, I don't know if you remember this. So there was a break. So Cody reached out to me and you guys, so Jelly, so we can get into this in later episodes probably, but there was a group forming called Robust, Jelly, Quebble Cop, Cody, and then some other people sort
of casually. I don't even remember all their names.
It was building out that team. And then I was barely doing a little bit of stuff. Yeah. I was getting into YouTube with a friend of mine called The Gaming Lemon. And Cody reached out to me and was like, you want to play some stuff? And it never really went anywhere. And then it was like a couple months later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And then...
I always thought that you got introduced to us through The Gaming Lemon.
Who
was a big YouTuber at the time.
But that was because Cody, I think, maybe... And I might be getting this wrong, but Cody was talking to The Gaming Lemon first.
Oh, so...
Yeah.
So Cody's the leech.
Or he's the one that started everything.
Oh. Let's not give him too much credit here.
So... Yeah, so that's kind of... And then basically what happened is, to cut it down a little bit, because we can expand on it later, we all met up at Gamescom.
Right. How did you afford that flight? Because that you still do. You live in the UK.
Yeah.
Right? Gamescom is in Germany.
So the Gaming Lemon...
How did you end up there?
So the Gaming Lemon was making some content, and he was doing quite well at the time. I mean, he was doing better than all of them.
Like, did Gaming Lemon pay for your flights?
No, he didn't pay for my flights, but I remember...
Oh.
I don't know. I think I've just pulled some money together, genuinely. I think from... I used to try and build computers and sell phones and stuff.
Really?
And I just scraped the money together
Phones?
Yeah, so I used to like convince people that their phone...
I know this is a bit off topic. I dropped my phone yesterday. I duct taped it together.
Yeah, but I got you a new phone case.
Yes, but could you not just fix mine? Because you said you fixed...
No. I really couldn't really fix phones. It was like, take a phone that was kind of broken and then kind of repair it and then sell it.
So from that money, you paid for your first flights where you met me.
Yeah.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, so you, because you wanted to meet the Gaming Lemon.
Yes, yeah. I didn't care about you.
But you were with Quibble Cop. Right. Yeah, you were. You were with him
yes,
at the time.
Yes, I was with Quibble Cop at the time. I'm not sure if this is before or after we moved in together. I think it's before.
No, way before. It was before.
Yeah, I think it's before. So I actually, I grew up about half an hour away from Gamescom. So for me, it wasn't expensive to get there. I believe my dad actually brought me there. I'm not German. I'm Dutch.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. It's very different.
Right.
Yeah.
Two things. Right.
Yeah.
So basically you guys wanted to meet the Gaming Lemon and kind of maybe even record with him.
Yes. I'm not sure if we ever recorded with the Gaming Lemon.
I think we did.
We did?
Like,
Vaguely, but he probably never used the content.
No.
Oh, because he's a pro. He's a pro. We weren't good enough.
No, it didn't make the cut. To be fair, though, I
and that's where you came in.
So I did record some stuff on his channel. So I didn't put up. We did some small series stuff. Mm-hmm. That was how I started with learning YouTube. Was helping him.
Wow.
So yeah, but basically, you guys wanted the Gaming Lemon.
Yes.
And then you sort of settled for the second best,
which is you.
Yeah,
but the gaming lemon wasn't one third.
No.
So
where are you going with this?
How did that happen?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. So yeah, that's early stage. I still think that was when we met. So do you? I don't want to expand on it too much, like I said. But do you remember the exact point we met? Like, do you remember seeing each other first time ever?
You know,
I don't. So I'm asking. How long ago would that have been?
Probably 9 years.
I actually believe I do, and I think this was our channels were quite small.
But where were we?
I think I was signed up with a network.
Oh, and you were in their lounge.
I was at a lounge at some kind of energy drink promotion, and they were all trying to get us. They were trying to get us on board. I'm not sure if they were even going to pay us. They just wanted us to drink their energy drinks for free in our videos.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true or not, if this is the same time frame, but I believe it is, actually.
Yeah. So I just came there and then we met casually and that was it, right?
That's how I think we kind of clicked, you know?
Oh, did we?
Yeah. At least I felt like we had a connection.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So how do we move on from there, Josh?
From there. So I think we want to leave it there.
Oh.
Okay. Because there's a lot more.
There's so much to talk about.
I wanted to know more.
No. Well, you can know more in the later episodes.
Yeah. We'll go more in depth.
I'm going to subscribe then.
Oh, that's a very good idea, Mr. Producer.
That's pretty much your job, so that's fine.
Fair enough, yeah.
So, Jelly, we are literally still on chapter one of this whole thing. Oh. So we, what is the story behind your name, your YouTube name?
So, my real name is Yella. Can you pronounce that for me, please?
Yella.
You are doing a great job, but you've known me for about 9 years.
Yeah, and you've spoken English for how long?
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry that I struggle with pronouncing the name of a podcast.
Yeah, go on. Continue.
So, if you read out my name,
yeah,
you're going to say Jelly with an E, right?
Sure.
Well, I decided, let's make it a little bit easier, right?
Yeah.
Replace the E with a Y.
Okay.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, you've got this like branding you can use because jelly is actually food.
Was it because it was food that you liked it so much?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you get called Jelly as a kid?
No, never.
So no one ever called you
Jelly? No one called me Jelly before I was the YouTuber Jelly.
I find that super interesting. And that's just because, what is the Dutch word for jelly? Like the food jelly? Do you say pudding?
I have no idea. Gelatin? Pudding, yeah, it's pudding.
But what is that in Dutch?
Pudding.
Okay, that's...
He's got a firm grasp on the language.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't speak Dutch anymore, yeah. Right?
You know what would be really good right now?
Tell me, Josh.
If we had like a brand deal to go to right now.
All right. Josh, I'm sorry, but we paid a lot of money for all of this equipment. We don't have any sponsors. We don't even know whether this podcast is going to be a success.
Yeah. So basically, please sponsor us.
Yeah, like we could talk about
your
delicious something.
Yeah, so the next topic going on to is with your channel, all right? You managed to get up to 500 million views per month.
Yeah,
What did you do and why aren't you doing it now?
I know, right? So when I started playing video games, right?
Yeah.
And posting it on YouTube, I didn't know that so many people would care about it. Sure, we got a nice audience, you know, people who watched, people who came back. We had 1,000 views, 2,000 views per video.
Yeah.
But if you would have told me back then that would grow to 500 million views a month.
It sounds cooler when you say it like that, to be fair.
500 million views a month. I don't think that would be possible again.
But Jelly, what is it you did? Like, people need to know so they can do that themselves.
I didn't do anything different than I'm doing now. I played video games and posted on YouTube. I didn't work hard for it. Well, I played video games. I to me, it doesn't feel like work. Josh, I am sitting inside behind my desk. I am playing video games.
But some other people have said that you, after your views dropped, after 500 million views, you were putting in less work. So what you're saying is you were doing such a low level of work originally.
Yes.
That it would have been difficult for you to put in less work anyway.
Yes. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. Well, you know, maybe I should give myself some credit. But
I think you should.
But the thing is, right? When you're just a guy alone sitting inside, nothing feels, it doesn't feel different now than back then.
And I think partly that's because on YouTube that
there's so many factors that come into play.
Well, I think that
there's so many things that happen.
But we've seen it ourselves that like a creator can go from zero to 100 million views in the exact same spot they were at zero. So you can start making videos in your bedroom
exactly
with a couple screens and like a computer, and you can still be using that same stuff at that point in time. And I think that's why I think we should be almost less critical of people who do hit high view counts and then drop down because you might say
you can compare them to something
off
that they were.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's hard to say because you've been able to go from zero to X without all of that. You can't then say to them, oh, well, if you had improved or had done this, then you would have stayed there. I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, people keep saying that I got distracted or whatnot. And sure, you know, I'm sure there were distractions, but it's not like those distractions weren't already there when I was at 500 million views.
Sure, they just become more distracting maybe.
They might have become more distracting, but there's so many factors. We entered a pandemic, right? And we left a pandemic.
Yeah.
It's behind us now.
Yeah.
Shorts all of a sudden started taking over YouTube as a platform.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
If you look at any creator right now, specifically gaming, and they're getting 500 million views a month, I will guarantee you they're getting that by uploading shorts.
But the other thing is about shorts is that I think that the whole concept of this all changing and there being shorts is a big factor. It's not even that dissimilar from the experience of a gamer, because going over the years, we've had games come and go, and we've adapted around playing those games.
Yeah.
It's literally the same thing with shorts. It's like adapting to a new format.
I agree, but there's just one issue with it.
What's that, Jelly? What's the issue?
It's not very well monetized.
No. And as we found out by all these expensive cameras, you do need monetization for things.
Yes. So, Josh, we are looking to promote this podcast by uploading shorts on it.
Yeah.
Because that's the way to grow on this platform.
Which means we need to talk about interesting things.
But.
Yeah.
That's not going to pay for all of this equipment, Josh.
Right. Right.
So please sponsor us. Please. We're begging you.
Jelly, I think that's enough begging now.
Oh.
I think that's enough. Okay, so we've got somewhere. So we've got some more talking points.
Well, I wanted to touch real quick on the 500 million views a month thing.
Go for it.
Again, as I said, the pandemic left us. Shorts blew up. People pretend like my channel is dead. People pretend that, oh, this guy, look at him. He was at 500 million views. He's irrelevant now. People forget. I'm still doing all right. You know, I'm getting 60 billion. That would be something.
Yeah.
60 million views a month still.
But then why are you begging?
For sponsors?
Yeah.
Well, this is a different brand. Right. This is nothing to do with with my gaming channel. No, I understand.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So Jerry, talking on that point then, there was a video that came out recently.
Oh no. Josh, I kind of ask you not to bring this
on
up.
On a very popular channel called Sunny V2.
Oh, I've been Sunny V2'd.
You've been Sunny V2'd.
It happened.
Now,
it's essentially getting canceled, but then in a more positive way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what, take me through how did you first find out that you'd been Sunny V2'd?
Well, I got a text from you.
Was I with the first
Clearly, person? I was too distracted because, you know, my channel
was
dead.
Was I the first person to tell you?
I think you were, actually. Yeah.
But you got a bunch of other people tell you as well.
Oh, everyone started spamming me on my phone. You got to watch this video. Yeah. And I'm so sorry, man. This guy made a video on you.
So take me through, what did you think about when you first saw that?
Well, you know, the thing is, right? I was expecting something extremely negative towards me. I was expecting...
But why?
I don't know. I was expecting that Sunny V2 would say certain things about me to bring me down and to bring down my brand.
Yeah.
But in fact, the video was actually kind of positive towards me. You know, he gave me a lot of credit for the things I had achieved, but he just told his audience that I got distracted and because of some certain purchases I have made or showed to the public, and that's why my views declined.
So when that first came out, did you think that it was going to be positive or negative?
I thought it was going to be extremely negative, and I thought I was going to get canceled. Nah, not canceled, but you get what I mean.
So you, when you say that, that's because you thought that there would be things that you do that could be made to look more negative than they were, or?
Well, I've watched some of Sunny's videos before, and you always wonder, you know, how much of this is truly accurate.
Sure. So how accurate was yours?
Well, I'd say from 0 to 10, from 1 to 10, I'd say maybe a 7.
Okay.
Yeah, accuracy.
So I guess...
He definitely didn't miss with some of the points.
No.
But, you know, I think there's so many factors to a YouTuber's success.
Yeah.
And a downfall of success.
So did you... When the Sunny V2 video came out...
Yeah.
I guess beforehand... Did you think that there would be a Sunny V2 video made on you? Because there, obviously we know that there had been one made on Quibble Cop.
Right, Quibble Cop, which really by the way, we haven't touched on the subject yet, was a member of our group and has left 2 years ago, or three years ago
We'll talk about a bit more of group members later on. But
he had been Sunny V2'd.
Yeah.
And
so did you see that coming?
He responded to it, but anyway, I actually didn't see it coming. I didn't think I was going to be a target. I didn't think I was going to be the victim.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you victimizing yourself?
No, I think
really.
I think he tried to victimize
me. Aren't the viewers the victims, really? the victims of your content?
You're the victim right now. I'm going to sit with me for an hour and a half, Josh.
So, because I find it really interesting. So one of the points in the Sunny V2 video was, and it was in the same thing with Quebecop, was that about showing off the wealth side of things, right? Because you've shown cars, houses.
Love cars.
And interestingly enough, so that's interesting for me. I don't show any of that, right? So from your perspective, what is it? Why do you show that sort of stuff?
Don't forget the boat as well.
And the boat.
Oh, thank
and
you, producer, 20... for reminding me of all my expenses.
Yeah. Of course, of course.
So and what, all my liabilities.
So what? Why show it?
Well, you know, actually, that's a very good and valid point. Why show, when you bought a nice car, why show it to the public?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, maybe I shouldn't have showed it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's so many people who are able to afford things and don't show it and then don't actually get shit for it. Can I say that word?
Well, yeah, it might get bleeped.
All right.
Wait, say it again.
But I decided...
No, say it again.
What?
Say
shit.
It. You see that, guys? Terrible.
I'm a terrible person. So I actually decided to show it because this car that I purchased fits so well with my brand that I decided, you know, as a car guy, all my life I've been a car guy. I've always loved cars. We played GTA Racing for 6 years straight.
Yeah.
We love cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't care less about cars.
All right. Anyway, I purchased this thing. I was like, I got to show my audience that truly cares about me. And I actually believe that 80 to 90% of the people who watched it thought it was cool, thought it was awesome. And there's just that select few who think, oh, he's showing off, or, oh, he's distracted. Look at him, he bought a nice car.
So what you're telling me is you bought a multi-hundred thousands of whatever car.
You're making it sound pretty crazy. You're reminding me.
To show people how cool it is?
That's not what I'm saying, no. I showed it to people how cool it is. But it has nothing to do with its value.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a V10, naturally aspirated. It's a rare monster. It's a dying breed.
So it's got no implants. It's got a natural ass.
Natural ass. Natural booty. No turbo. Dude, that thing is a machine. It's timeless.
So it didn't get the turbo upgrade?
Dude, turbos... Oh, you don't want a turbo, man.
Like it's not got the nitrous upgrade.
You don't want that, no.
That's like...
No.
I mean, that was always a good upgrade in GTA.
No, it mutes the sound of the engine.
But the nitrous option made it go faster in GTA.
Right. Well, I don't need that to go faster.
Right. Would it not just go faster than it does now?
There's nothing faster than it.
Okay.
No, but I just love that thing. I would never sell it.
Yeah.
I'm saying that now. But at least right now, I'm feeling like I would never sell it.
Unless we got a really good offer.
I mean, technically, anything's for sale. Yeah.
So, one of the other points I was gonna.
No. Before you move on, right?
Oh, he's regretting this about the sale. No.
No, Josh, we're talking about my expensive purchases. How about yours? You've never shared anything publicly. Never. What, Josh? What car do you drive?
I drive a 2008 VW Polo.
9 years ago.
9 years ago.
Right. You sold that thing.
Yeah. I actually gave it to my sister.
Oh.
And then she sold it.
Oh.
I feel like, did I get scammed?
Yeah, that's a scam.
This is interesting. So,
oh, is he gonna share what he drives?
I don't drive anything insane from my perspective.
It's faster than mine.
Yeah. Well, maybe. So. So this started.
It's not insane, but it's faster than mine.
This started.
Which was an insane purchase.
So the first thing I ever bought that was kind of cool was like a Model X Tesla, right?
Yeah.
I had a couple.
P100D.
Yeah, there was a couple of cars before that, but they were just normal cars. And it wasn't a P100D, it was like a performance. So it was after that.
Oh, after that.
Yeah,
that's not that long ago.
And part of the reason I bought that was that it was just sort of tax efficient and it was a nice car. So
great car.
And then
you sold that.
I sold that because it was just a bit too big and it wasn't very good for the dogs. So then I switched from that to a smaller electric car. Which was, at the time, it was a Porsche Taycan.
Uh-huh.
So...
Which, by the way, it's a very expensive car.
It was, and I've sold it. But it was... you know I sold it, right?
Wait. You forgot to mention, it was a Porsche Taycan Turbo S.
Sure. I don't think that matters.
The fastest one.
I don't think that matters.
Okay, all right. You sold it.
Yeah.
And why did you sell it?
So, because it just was giving me problems. So the reason why I liked electric cars was I'm not into cars at all, really. I'm not big on cars.
I know.
And what I really find is cool is like tech. Right. So I like the tech in the Tesla.
So you replaced the Taycan Turbo S with?
A Porsche 911
Turbo S, which has less tech.
No, not a Turbo S.
Is it? Okay. All right.
So mainly because I loved the look of that car.
It's a classic.
And as soon as they electrify something smaller, then I'll get that. Basically.
Nice.
But I did love driving the Taycan. It was a beautiful car. Like, I love driving it. And it was mainly just because it got to the end of its warranty, and nice cars.
The Porsche Taycan is also a car that depreciates quite quickly.
Oh, massively,
Your 911 it will stay a classic.
Yeah.
You will be able to sell it, make a good decent return on it.
I don't know about return, but I probably won't bother to sell it efficiently. I'll just sell it when I want to sell it, because I don't see a car as like a... And this is funny, because you've actually had some success investing in cars, but
yes.
It's not really my world.
No, so, it's not. It shouldn't be a goal of buying a car, but you don't want to buy a car and lose too much money on it.
No, and I don't think you should ever buy a car out beyond your means. You know, like, right, if you can't afford to buy a car.
Because I've done that. I spec'd the most beautiful Porsche Panamera, the most beautiful car. It was just incredible, brand new, off the lot, right? Well, little did I know, they make like 100,000 of these a year.
Well, yeah.
Right? So my beautiful Porsche Panamera, all of a sudden, isn't all that beautiful when you've got all these other Porsche Panameras who look even newer.
But that's mostly cars in general, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They cycle out. You gotta know what you buy.
So one of the things I was gonna ask, actually.
Tell me, mate.
So you've got a $20 million boat?
George, I told you this. It was clickbait.
Right. Because this was one of the things that was brought up in the Sunny V2 video.
Yes.
Was that you have a crazy expensive boat. Explain to me how much is it? Why did you not do it correctly?
I purchased my boat during COVID for around $100,000.
Right.
Yes. And this boat is a very nice boat. It's 8 meters long. It can sleep two dogs on deck.
Mm-hmm.
Got 300 horsepower outboard engine.
So how much did you put on the video?
I think it was 10 million actually.
And so what did, was it just like a,
it was clickbait. It was clickbait.
Right.
Yeah. And actually Sonny V2 fell for it. I actually think he didn't fall for it, but he wanted to say it in his video to make me look like I got distracted even more. If you look at that boat, do you think it would cost $10 million?
Probably not. No,
exactly.
And that's coming from someone that doesn't really know boats.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't imagine it would be anywhere close to that.
So obviously a boat is something people say you bought a boat to get distracted. Well, a boat is a seasonal purchase. I can't use it on, first of all, I can't use it on land. I can only use it in water. You only want to use it when there's no storms. So, and when the season's good. So you're only going to be able to use it in summer. And this boat is actually in Sweden, and the summer in Sweden is pretty bad. So,
I don't know where
20 days a year tops is how much how distracted I get.
That's a great purchase.
I think you're making this sound a lot worse than it is.
Well, you know, the less you use it, the more the value stays the same. So
that's funny enough. That's the same thing with my bank account. The less I use it, the more it stays the same.
Oh, yeah. But this is a purchase that I'm supposed to enjoy.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You see, when the weather's nice and I look at all that water, I go, I want to be out there. And then if you don't have a boat, all I can do is swim.
So why did
and that
you,
gets pretty boring.
So why
quickly.
Did you mislead everyone into thinking you had a $10 million boat?
You know what, Josh? If you care so much, I'll change the title for you. If you care so much,
no, I can't
Josh,
change it now.
I can probably pick 1,000 videos where you exaggerated of something you did in a piece of content.
I think the point is that I'm saying though is that that I think is almost missed in the Sunny V2 video.
Yes,
is that when I think and to a certain extent. I think this is important to say because when we create content around certain things in our life, like whenever we meet, right, and we do a vlog, it's an exaggeration of what we're doing.
Yes.
You know, like we're not going to sit there and scream at everything straight away. Mm-hmm. Just like when if you do want to show something off, you want to exaggerate and you want to display it. Like if you put something on a stage, you want to give it makeup. You want to display it as nicely as possible. In the YouTube world of things, it's a pretty thumbnail. Sometimes the thumbnail doesn't represent the video.
Yeah.
And I think, in my opinion, the price tags and stuff, albeit there are probably fairly gross examples of it where people are trying to mislead people in a negative way. But I think you putting the price tag quite high on that was for entertainment purposes, which is okay. I don't think you were trying
to. It should be a meme.
The difference, like the perfect example of like where that's bad is like if you were renting a boat,
yes,
that was like insane expensive, and then you like tried desperately hard to convince people that was your boat.
Ooh.
And then we're like, I bought a $30 million boat or something.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Because people do that with the planes as well, private jets.
Oh, private
jets. They hire sets.
They don't even take off.
And that's like proper misdirection. Whereas for you, you bought like a boat and you were like, I've just got a fun boat, I want to show people. And then that's where you made a clickable a thumbnail title.
But if I ever buy a new boat, I won't show anyone.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to show people anymore of anything of my purchases. I'll talk
really?
About it. I'll talk
on the podcast. But okay.
Yeah. I just think that, like I said before, people then are able to grab that and use that against you.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that was going to be what you're going
to
do.
I just think it's a better way to move forward.
So Jay, looping back a bit on the so what did you say earlier? You said, what was it? It began with S?
S. Stitches?
Shit.
Now, shit.
To be fair, probably in this, that might actually, you might not be even hearing what that is.
Because right.
You might still actually have to be, mainly for YouTube reasons. Family friendly.
Right. We went family friendly.
What's the history of that?
6 years ago.
Because if you actually go on our channels,
there's a lot of videos where we swear.
You've probably said,
oh, don't put this on me.
Oh, no. I mean,
you pulled those words right out of my mouth, Josh.
I may have taught you some of those words.
Oh, you might have. I am a foreigner, Josh. Please remind everyone.
Well, should I remind you some of the words that you've taught me?
Oh.
Like,
No, don't do it. No, you can't. Those are too bad. Those are off limits.
What do you think, producer? Should I say it?
Yeah, I can always bleep it.
Oh my God, that would never come out of my mouth. There's absolutely no way. I gotta rinse this mouth real quick because
I mean, it means literally nothing to me.
Exactly what it means.
I've forgotten. So, Jay, but what? So yeah, we've been. So we started off with just saying whatever we wanted. Like we were just kids just saying stuff. And then at some point we switched over to being, I don't think we've ever really necessarily, I mean, forget what the descriptions say, but we never really intended on being kid friendly.
No, exactly. I think it went gradually. The thing is, right, we started swearing less and less in our content because we realized, hey, this might be bad for advertisers.
Yeah.
Because as a creator on a platform, obviously, we're posting this stuff for free. Our only source of revenue is advertisers. And if you swear in a piece of content, they're going to run away from you.
Yeah. And
if, we realize that.
And if you don't have those, you can't buy the fancy cars, right? So anyway, so we switched. I don't remember.
I could rent them.
I don't remember there ever being like a specific point. It was just like, we just were like,
I think I remember
stop.
Vaguely, actually.
Oh, you?
Yeah, really? I remember vaguely. It was like, okay, we got to stop saying fuck.
I don't particularly. I remember it was like, we were trying to, I remember trying to like ease up on it.
Yeah.
And then I think it then got to the point where when someone did it, we would bleep it. We'd either bleep it or we would like be like, "What? Don't say that." But it was part of the video, and then it just eventually transitioned to. But it's not just the swearing, right? So other people perceive a lot of the time when you see someone who's maybe an old viewer, they'll say like, "Oh, I used to watch you, and then you've changed so much because you." It's not just the swearing, but like you are trying to appeal to younger people now.
Well, I think back in the old days when we were still swearing, we'd also say just edgier stuff in general that might not have any swearing in it, but it would be edgier
themes.
Yeah, right. Which is ironic because we were much younger.
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we were just getting out of puberty, and then you think it's cool, you know?
Yeah.
We're like, ha-ha,
no idea what we were talking about.
No, exactly. But so then all of a sudden we realized, hey, you know, we might be broadcasted in a living room. Right. There's like four kids sitting on a sofa, and their parents are standing behind that. Maybe we should make sure that everything that comes out of our mouth is clean.
But do you feel like that then, so the older audience, like the teenagers, do you feel like then that, did we ever think about how that could then make those?
No, I think
not
that,
you know what I'm saying?
The thing is, they outgrew our content.
Okay.
Yeah. They outgrew our content. That's what I believe. I actually think we're doing things quite similar as we did 6-7 years ago. We haven't changed all that much, but the simple thing is, back then, if they were 13, now they could be 20 even.
Yeah.
And a mindset of a 13-year-old and a 20-year-old is vastly different, Josh.
But so who's replaced that age group? You think they're still watching then? Do you know what I mean? That the age group, so that later, like the 15, 16-year-olds, do you think they're still interested in the sort of
family-friendly
content?
I don't think they're particularly interested in extremely kid-focused content. Yeah. I don't think family-friendliness is the issue. It is kid-focused content that's the issue.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's the themes in the videos, you're saying.
Exactly. I think maybe one of the issues, I don't think I've ever brought this up with you. Uh-oh. We were never Minecraft creators.
In what sense?
We started playing Minecraft the moment Craner arrived.
Right. Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, we did do it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
But we had no idea how it worked. We didn't have any idea how we could record on it. All of a sudden, we're playing this game. We go from an 18 plus game, Grand Theft Auto 5, to Minecraft.
Yeah.
Which, in our knowledge, we were just playing another video game. But maybe to the viewer, we were playing a game that they used to play.
Yeah. Which is funny because the Minecraft age audience is definitely very wide.
Like, it is very wide.
There's a large group of people that do play it.
Yeah.
But I guess going from GTA and all of this like shooty thing
should have been reversed.
But partly that was at that point in time, especially when Crane joined, there was a massive Minecraft trend.
Yeah, it was huge. It was called the Minecraft butt.
Yeah,
did that come after
Minecraft? That was a bit later.
Minecraft butt. We're running a podcast.
It started with like a series.
Series, yeah, I don't
like,
remember.
I think PewDiePie started making a Minecraft series.
Oh, you're right.
And
survival
then
series.
It kind of went Minecraft. But
you're right. Oh, those were popular. Yeah. That was in my 500 had, million views
that's
a month.
What we had. But we had, remember, you and me had that series.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then,
we trolled each other.
What was that after? But that was before Crainer, wasn't it? Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We had a server where we would essentially play together. However,
there's a better story
time.
For this, though.
Oh.
No, so you made a video.
And
then I said to you, because
the memories.
This just shows how little we actually knew about Minecraft at the time. So you made a series, and then I messaged you, and I said, "Jelly, send me the save file."
Yes.
And then I will.
I have to quickly interrupt. I pretended he actually
hacked
him.
Yeah. So
I send you the save file.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, it was for a piece of YouTube.
I mean, I never really told you what I was going to do.
No, I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea.
So the reaction
was genuine.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. So I went onto it and I basically did some things and trolled you a bit.
Yeah.
And then sent it back to you. And then you recorded.
Well, I think you should specify. I built a house, which took half an hour. I set up, you know, everything you need to do in that game to survive.
Yeah.
I sent you the save file not knowing what's going to happen. In my mind, this is a survival series. I'm on my own.
Yeah.
I get back and you planted bombs.
Oh, I don't even remember what
inside of my house. And the only way I could get rid of it is by blowing it up.
Did I say that I was going to blow it up?
I blew it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just prepared.
Now I'm remembering.
You just plotted
there it. Was definitely some moments where, because as that series evolved, there was definitely some moments where either one person would go too far and like mess up the other person. I can't really remember it too much. But
yeah,
the evolution of that was eventually we managed to turn into like a server.
Yes.
So we could both
yeah
record and without moving files around. I don't yes think we ever recorded with each other. We was always reactionary.
In the end, we actually did have
kind of did do some stuff.
Yeah.
And then we kind of remade that concept a couple times, sometimes with mods, then Craner came around.
Do you remember? So this series was actually after Quebecop had already left us as a group, right?
Yeah. Oh my, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you'd built the house with a beautiful lawn. You had like a nice farm, some piggies. I believe you had a dog. I don't know what happened. I think the dog died and you made a grave for it. And next to that grave, there was an already pre-existent grave, which said, rest in peace, Quebecop. And you, I don't even know how he said yes to this.
I don't know either.
I don't know if you had contact with him at the time, but you messaged him apparently, and you asked him to join in this video and to hide inside the grave.
Yeah.
He just pops out of the grave. I think he said, hi, Josh.
And you're killed him.
Oh, you killed him?
Yeah.
Oh, you killed him again?
Yeah.
Because he was already dead?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And that was it. I just thought that was funny. I
have no idea how you managed to make that happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't remember how I pitched that to him, but he seemed happy with it.
Yeah, well, we haven't even teased it yet, but the next episode, we're going to have Quebecop on.
Oh, we're going to say it.
Yeah, I think, okay. Well, of course.
I guess so, yeah.
We got to tease it. The next episode, we'll have Quebecop sitting right here, a little bit taller than me.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right, hopefully right, not right. covering
Hopefully
up
not blocking up
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that.
No, exactly.
It's funny, we were actually going to talk about that. So, obviously, Quebecop left. Now, I'm sure we'll expand on this, but...
Oh, I had tears in my eyes,
Josh. I think it'd be interesting just to quickly talk about, now that we've announced that Quebecop's going to be on the next episode... What was your experience?
Are you sure you want to talk about this?
What?
Okay, go ahead.
I want to want you to say what your perspective of Jordy leaving the group was.
Well, actually, I thought it was a blessing. Sorry.
Okay.
Quebecop, he's a great guy, and we recorded a lot of videos with him over the years. But personally, I think he was going through a rough time, and in the last 6 months of our working together relationship, he wasn't there.
Yeah.
He was, and when he was there, his mind wasn't there. You know, we started this thing. Yeah. We had chemistry together. We were playing games. We had fun with it. And all of a sudden, that was gone.
Yeah. So towards the end of him leaving, it got to the point where he no longer was uploading the content we were recording with him.
And we would ask him, why are you not uploading this?
Yeah.
And I think he'd argue with us and he'd say, well, it's not performing well for me.
Yeah. And to his credit, he was focusing on other, he wanted to do, like he was doing some reaction content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think his girlfriend at the time was pretty successful on reaction content. So yeah.
And I think that
he saw a niche in that market.
I don't think it's unfair to say that Jordy
is Quebecop.
Yeah, he was in part of that success of his girlfriend's. Like he.
Oh no! And that's what I'm saying.
No. But I'm saying that him contributing to the success of someone else's reaction content maybe suggested to him that the reaction content would do well for him because he's had the success helping someone else out.
Yeah,
and divided his attention. To his credit, I do remember talking towards the end of the process where I remember he was trying hard to
stick with us,
but he didn't. You could tell that he just didn't have his head and heart into recording with us. No. So, and it became frustrating because, you know, we would record a video and then he'd be like, we're done.
Are we done yet?
Yeah.
And he'd ask us like, hey guys, I've only got an hour today. Can we quickly, you know, can we speed this up?
Because he's literally recording just for us and then going to go record.
Yeah, he wouldn't upload it anymore.
So, and I think that...
And we would get annoyed.
Yeah.
We would have never kicked him out. He left gradually.
Yeah. Which is the healthiest
also,
way for it to
was
go.
Was there ever a text from one of each other saying like, hey, I'm leaving the group? No.
No.
He just stopped showing up. No, that's what happened.
It was a gradual thing.
Yeah. And I think after maybe a month of him not showing up to any session, because we would never text each other like, hey, should we record? No. We would have every single day at 10 in the morning, we would meet on Discord. Whether you're there or not, we're recording something.
I think
something.
People would find this quite interesting. So the way that we almost still do now, but definitely did in the day, was we would assume, actually going further back even, this is more interesting, we would assume that we would, every single day we'd record.
Yes.
Like Monday to Sunday. And this is the crazy...
Weekends too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did.
At the date. Yeah, so I was one of the first people to say no more weekends. But
thank you, Josh! Yeah, good idea!
The funny thing is that the way it used to work was that we'd assume that we were recording Monday to Sunday, and then you had to book off a recording.
Yeah.
And
so we would say, hey guys, I got no time this Friday.
Yeah.
I'm writing it down in our calendar, in our shared calendar.
So we had a shared calendar and you would put no recording in there for yourself.
Yeah.
And then I guess to a certain extent, you'd have to hope that the group didn't record without you. Like, so the other two didn't record without you.
We just kind of mutually
agreed,
really without discussing it, that we wouldn't record with just the two of us. We'd only record when we were all,
not saying that
all
never
three of us together.
Didn't not ever happen.
It only happened when we needed the content.
Yes. Yeah. But. Yeah. I find that quite interesting going back, looking at it, because the idea of me saying, would you like to start recording with me? Great. We start tomorrow and we will be recording 365 days of the year. And just let me know if you want a day off. Like, it's insane, but that's what we did. Well, maybe, but that's genuinely what we did. Like,
maybe Sonny V2 is right. We did get distracted. We got weekends off now, Josh.
Yeah.
We're just running 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Well, I'm sure the producer is happy about that he's got a free day tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy a boat.
Oh, I've got a great one for you for sale coming up soon.
I don't know if I've got that much money.
10 million.
I was going to get a rubber dinghy.
Yeah. So, okay. And. I mean, I think that adequately covers like our perspective of the Quavocott thing. Like, as a teaser.
By the way, we forgot to say, he started adding a ton of no recordings.
Yeah, yeah.
And we needed the content. So we would just start recording with the two of us.
Yeah.
And eventually, I believe he actually stopped adding no recordings and didn't show up.
Well, it almost became impossible, right, for us to continue recording. Because then we would run out of content.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely more to expand on with that, which would be great for episode 2, but
oh wow, next week, man, it's gonna be crazy.
So Craner was the kind of, I know that there was at the beginning of Robust there was other people involved,
they all just gradually left.
The,
I don't even
the
know
main ones were Quavocott and Craner.
Of
those
our
were the
group.
Key the key
they
ones.
Were never in together,
no,
for reference,
which is what we're always a three.
We've never been more than three.
We have at the beginning, but we properly we've never been more than three. It's always been three, threesome.
Yes.
So what,
nothing, keep going.
So so basically then Craner came around, so this is actually interesting.
So why did we all of a sudden, according to the audience, replace Quavocott?
So I don't remember exactly where it came from originally, but
I
spoke to Craner.
Yeah, well, I remember that we were struggling to record with just the two of us.
Yeah.
We missed having a third person around. We didn't know what to record.
Yeah.
We couldn't play Grand Theft Auto anymore.
No.
We couldn't do a lot of the things we were used to doing for 6 years straight. So
we were experimenting with recording with some people.
We were experimenting.
Yeah.
And keep going. You reached out to
Craner. So I knew, I had been speaking to Craner one way or another for one reason or another.
Yes.
And he was part of like the Sundy group.
Right. Which is another gaming YouTuber who has a couple of people he plays with. Craner was a part of them.
Yeah. And
at that time,
I think actually originally you and me even played with them. And then I think Craner started talking to us more and more and more.
Yeah.
And then we were like, well, do you want to try out a recording with us?
I remember how it happened, actually. You recorded a video with Craner before.
Not just me and him, though.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You replaced me.
Oh.
Yeah. You replaced me and recorded a duo video with Craner.
Yeah.
And then I decided to slid in his DMs.
I actually think, though, that going back then, it wasn't...
Or slide. Slid or slide?
Slide. But if you think about it back then, though, we weren't... It wasn't as clear that we were still...
No.
Because we were doing a lot of solo content as well.
Yeah. It wasn't clear that we were going to be a threesome again.
Yeah. I think that was the time. Looking back on it, it looks like very much a thing where it was like the two of us looking for someone else to add. But it was kind of like we were doing a lot of solo content and we were each of us kind of doing stuff with other people.
Yes.
And because we didn't know which way it was going to go.
But and then polls, they're magnetized towards each other.
Yeah. We always come back.
We always came back to each other. I'm really happy that there's some distance here.
Yeah.
I think the viewers are probably pretty happy about that as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we would be able to post this video on YouTube otherwise.
It's just nice that I also can't smell him.
Oh.
But so Craner, he started doing some Minecraft stuff.
Yes. So Craner was a Minecraft guy.
Yeah.
And he
Beyond anything we could do.
Once he kind of gradually started recording with us, he obviously wanted to keep his Minecraft stuff going. And he had a couple of guys who worked for him at that time. And
they could make special...
They could expand their knowledge.
It was like special Minecraft videos that have like modded... that we just didn't understand.
People who would like rewrite the code in Minecraft to, I don't know, create a giant zombie that would run after us and slaughter us.
Nowadays, it feels like modded gaming content is like the norm.
Yes.
But back then, and more so beyond that time, but back then, it wasn't as common.
No, right? I would definitely agree with that. Yeah, right now it's the norm. If you're a gaming creator, you have to invest in your content.
I think it would be kind of weird to do a vanilla video
right now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It'd be like, what is that? Like,
what are you doing?
There's nothing here. Unless you were like, the whole point was it was a vanilla series, but I think just trying to do things in vanilla, like we rarely ever
agree. That was a different YouTube era.
Yeah.
Those guys are long gone too.
So Craner came in. We start recording all this content, and then at the same time, our Minecraft had been doing incredibly well before that, though.
Yes, but we'd only uploaded it like maybe 20 videos on it max. Like, then that's why it performed well. It's because it was just something we didn't do very often.
So because we were definitely at the beginning of a strong upswing. And I think the Craner thing, him coming in and bringing in that extra content, it kind of put it into the next gear.
Well, I also remember that Craner hated GTA. He didn't know how to play it.
Yeah.
And that's why we kind of fell away from or went away from something that we were used to doing.
I mean, he didn't really have a ton of experience of games beyond sort of Minecraft and
Roblox. Yeah.
And I think that Craner coming in was definitely part of the reason why we were gradually shifting towards focusing heavily on Minecraft.
Yeah.
For good or worse.
Regrets. No, I would say though Minecraft is definitely the game right now I least enjoy.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, what about you?
It's the
most expensive game to play because, like Josh just mentioned, we have to get people to adjust the code.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, it's also the most scripted content, and therefore we are less genuine. And therefore it's more boring.
I don't like how much work it takes to get stuff set up.
Yeah.
Which I definitely do the most of, obviously.
Because you're a control freak.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jelly's the
Can
opposite.
I say that? I'm just like, hey, let's just let Josh take care of this.
I think
this entire podcast studio has been taking care of Josh. We're paying for it together, but you know,
yeah,
he's
That's always been the reason why we work quite well is that
Jelly's if I was a control freak and you were a control freak, I don't think we would match, man.
Yeah.
That'd be an issue.
So it's
I'd be sitting on that seat.
Yeah.
It's the better seat. Can we just agree with that? He looks more like the host. I'm the guest here today for some odd reason.
Part of the reason why I think it's smart for me to be here is because you're so much louder and you talk so much more.
I'm in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
Right.
You're like in the
I can
seat.
Annoy the guest.
Yeah.
Who's not here at the moment but will be.
I think the intention is, yeah, because we'll always be having
this. Is the last episode where it's just the two of us.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
Unless nobody likes this thing that we're doing nobody actually wants to come on.
Yeah. So, and then I think to touch on the last part in the Karina point. So why did he go? Why did he leave? Or at least what was our perspective on him leaving? Because I think that we don't want to get too
odd.
We want to focus on our views today. Right. Our view of things.
He'll hopefully have some time in the future where he can talk for himself. Let's see.
Okay.
But in my perspective, it was actually kind of similar to the Jordy situation.
Okay.
But there was a bit more beef.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
So Craner left when he was going through a rough time himself.
Yeah.
And we had been taking this job way more serious than we did when Quebecop left.
Sure, yeah.
So we were more upset about the fact that he couldn't get his stuff together.
Yeah, I definitely would say though that we were going beyond our maybe what would be normally expected of us in terms of trying to help him with other things.
Yes.
Which, you know, doing this from our perspective, that's what I want to focus on, but which was difficult, right? Because there's like, how far do you go in that sense to be supportive is a difficult sort of topic. And I think that it also ended up being way more disruptive to our channel than I think the Quebecop one was, which was much more difficult, I think. If that makes sense. So like it disrupted everything process wise.
Yeah, it did.
I guess maybe partly because it was quicker.
It was much quicker. It didn't happen gradually. It was, I think the Quebecop thing, he left over the space of maybe 6 months. Yeah. Craner was maybe max 2 months.
Yeah.
And it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he was gone.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever said this publicly, but blocked me everywhere.
Yeah.
Didn't even have beef with him.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Blocked me for 9 months straight.
So
didn't say a word.
I still think though that that would be interesting to maybe expand on.
That's all I'm gonna say. I don't wanna go too deep into it because whatever happened, and I want Craner to be here to defend himself or to touch on anything that we maybe see differently.
Yeah.
And that's very important.
Yeah. So Jelly, I've got a question for you then.
Ooh, please.
Are we dead YouTubers?
Oh, Josh. Now that Craner and Quebecop have left us,
yeah,
we kind of look like dead YouTubers.
But do we? Because you touched on this earlier about views, right?
Yeah.
Well, right? I mean, how many views per month are you on?
I think 55 to 60. It's not that bad.
So we're in the similar region. So
yeah,
is a dead YouTuber someone that had a ton of views and then is at, what is it, 90% of
you
that?
You see, being a dead YouTuber has nothing to do with your view count. It has to do with relevancy.
Or clout, even to a certain extent, these days.
Yeah, there are so many YouTubers who are the biggest YouTube stars. They're on national TV. They're in media everywhere. But if you look at their view count, they're pretty dead.
Well, that's some of the most relevant YouTubers on the platform don't actually get very many views on channels.
And that's because most of them probably don't even upload.
Yeah, and a lot of that is because they've transitioned into other things like boxing is a big thing.
Ooh, would you ever box?
Would I ever box?
Yeah, would you like box on stage?
I've
never asked you this. Like, not even like when we would be playing video games.
So
there's so many YouTubers who are boxers now,
I wouldn't box, but the one thing that I saw, which I thought was really good, a great take on it, was if you've seen the chess boxing. Ludwig is a streamer.
Yeah.
So he did an event called Chess Boxing.
Yeah,
you play chess and then you do a round of boxing, then you do a round of chess, then a round of boxing. And the idea is
you box with the chess pieces.
No, you literally boxing gloves, you fight, and then you play chess.
What's the point of chess?
So you either win by checkmating them or knocking them out. And the more you get hit over the head, the worse you play at chess.
Oh.
And so it's literally straight from round to round.
That's genius.
Yeah, I know. And that's the one time I've seen something and been like, that's kind of cool. Like it,
right?
Because I don't like how serious all of the boxing stuff
gets. So would you box chess fight me?
No.
You wouldn't fight me.
No.
Why would you not fight me?
Because I don't think that there's any.
Oh, I thought you were gonna. I thought you were gonna roast.
No,
me
no. I don't think there's any value in it. Like,
well, we're also not in the same weight class.
Yeah, you'd have to cut a bit.
When I saw this guy yesterday, right? I told Josh, right? Because Josh look, this is a slim looking guy. You know, he's been working out. You know, I told him, man, Josh, you're looking great. But he looks at me and he says, "Bulking season."
I don't know. You might be trying to bulk up. I don't know. So, on the topic of boxing each other, though, I feel like the best way for there to be a boxing, we've historically always been friends.
It's just always, but you can be friends. Look at KSI and Logan Paul.
No, but they weren't historically friends. And look at like the Sidemen crew. They don't box each other.
Do you think some of, like, I'm not saying their drama was faked, but do you think some of these boxing fights, their drama is like faked and made up? For the public to perceive them as enemies, but so they beat each other up. I made the best man standing win.
I think we know that more than anyone. That yeah, of course it is.
Of course,
it is pumped up. But I still think that when it comes down to boxing and entertainment, you should box someone that there's value in boxing.
Right.
Like we get along. Well, I'm not gonna say. Well, if we had, public beef with the people, then like Cuervo Gobble, Quena. That would make sense because there's something there. Yeah. Whereas you and me, it would be, we are always.
I'd be struggling to reach your face. You're so
tall. We would be supporting each other and boxing other people.
Yeah.
That's how I'd only ever see it. So would you ever box anyone?
You see, I'm not against boxing. I think boxing is a great way to knock someone out.
Get your own back.
No, I'm not against it, you know, but I'm not trained for it.
No, but if you did train for it.
Sure, yeah, I'd box someone, yeah.
And you're not really bothered who?
Not at the moment, no. But like you said, like, there's no, whether the beef is real or not, at the moment, I've got nothing going.
See, I still think that if you did box someone, it should either be entertainment, it should be a different way of doing it. Or there should be a reason behind it.
Right.
Because otherwise, what's the point? Like, we don't, we play games. Like, it's nothing to do with boxing.
Producer, would you box me?
No, but I was going to suggest you should box Sonny V2.
He's got to do a face reel first before I sign up for that.
Has Sonny V2 not revealed his face?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I don't think he has.
No, I don't think so. No.
There's nothing.
Sonny V2, box me.
Ooh.
I'm gonna regret that. Just imagine he does a reveal and he's like this hulking, like 6'5", like 200 kilograms.
6'5", I think I might win that fight.
Why?
Could have hit him in the nuts.
Okay, I think that's not an okay.
Move. Oh yeah, we gotta forget. I almost forgot the rules of boxing. Well, he would hit over me though. You know what I mean? Like,
I think he would just step on you. How, actually, funny enough, Jay, how tall are you?
4'9".
Well, that's actually...
No, that's a lie.
That's actually convenient because we brought a tape measure here today.
Wait, actually, all right. Well, my real height is in centimeters because nobody does feet and inches, all right? Can we remove that from this planet, please?
People like to do...
Who decided that this thing was a great piece of measurement?
It's because... That's... Okay. The reason why is
everyone's foot size is different.
It's so that people can round up.
You don't round up your height.
Yeah, they round up to their foot.
I'm 2 meters tall.
Round up to their foot, Jelly. So how tall are you in centimeters?
172 centimeters.
172 centimeters.
Yes.
That's 5'6".
There you go. It's better than 4'9".
I tell you, 172 centimeters
sounds... Hey, wait. Producer, round it up, please. 6 point.
It's 5.64, so it's 5.6.
Ah!
So it rounds down.
So on a good day, I might be 5'7".
But 172 centimeters sounds way better than 5'6".
Thank you. So, Josh, how tall are you?
I'm 5'11".
Really?
Yeah.
In centimeters, that is?
I'm like 181 centimeters.
Right. That's... I'd say you live in the UK, that's kind of an average height. You're not necessarily tall here.
No, but you're convinced that you're average height, right?
I'm average height.
Yeah, because you bring this up. Yes, I don't even ask height. And you bring this up regularly. Yeah.
But it's called the short guy syndrome.
What is the average height?
I just want to point out, I'm 5'6" too, so I'm on Jelly's side on this.
Okay.
Woo! So, told you. We got three men in this room. Two of them 5'6".
The average male height is 5'9".
2/3 of the people in this room are 5'6". It's what, sorry?
5'9".
In the UK?
Yeah.
Well, I don't live in the UK.
That's true.
Right.
So you're just going to move somewhere where the
I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to mention again where I'm from, because the tallest people in the world are from my country. And I'm going to lose this battle. I'm going to lose this. I'm a Dutch man. What's the average height of a Dutch man?
Well, I was just going to say, your boat's in Sweden and the average height there is 5'10". So you're not looking good there.
Can we find Jelly a country where he's over average?
I got to move to like South America or something.
Like, is that possible? Like in or the bay?
Like Asian men are typically shorter than Western European men.
True. Let me look it up.
Yes! I'm going to move wherever where I'm going to be the tallest guy.
In China, it's 5'7".
Dude, actually, this is a funny story.
I've got it. Nigeria.
Really?
5'3".
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
So you're going to move to Nigeria?
I mean, I've never been, but... I'll be the tallest.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Not that bad, right?
Yeah.
So, Josh, I was actually going to touch on this. I went to Japan a couple of years ago.
Yes.
I felt so tall. It was amazing. Is that how you feel walking around in the UK?
I think that being small makes you obsessed with height. And when you're like actually a more average height, or I guess slightly over average height, you just don't care. So it doesn't become such a complex in your brain that you're obsessed with everyone's height. Yeah.
Josh, this is going to be 1/3 in a bit. I'm going to walk away. Did I pronounce it correctly?
1/3 of the average height of a person.
Oh, come on.
Josh, actually, 2/3 is probably accurate.
We should probably mention.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, this name, I think people from listening today, they kind of understand where this name's coming from. We've lost some people in the past.
Yes.
Right. Who came up with this name? Who came up with
Did I come up with the name?
I think you came up with it.
Did I come up with the name?
Who came up with the idea to do a podcast?
You mentioned the podcast idea.
Yes.
So just
it
like
was me.
So this actually
if this is a giant success in episode one. It so was pretty my much idea,
everything
everyone.
Merely me and Jelly do, basically. So Jelly will either come up with the idea or will copy the idea from someone else.
Oh.
And then he will say, Josh, this.
Do it.
And then I will then go and do everything. And then we do it together.
Who does everything?
Me.
Oh!
And my loyal team.
It goes like this, Josh. It goes, Josh, do this. And then Josh goes, producer,
do this.
Do this.
Yeah, yeah.
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 So you're just a middleman, really.
So what does that make you? The other end of the chain.
No, I'm the first guy. I'm at the top of the pyramid, Josh.
You're the CEO.
I'm not the CEO. I am the owner.
Right. An operator. Not operator.
I'm the founder.
You're the controlling. Yeah, you're the founder, Jelly. You're the founder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
Whereas you would have more of a CEO role, right?
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, I didn't touch the sofa before I sat down on it. You had already sat down 20 times. That's why I'm sitting kind of low as well. all these cameras, you know, put in place by you and your team. Fantastic job, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And if the viewers thinks it looks terrible, we've only got one guy to blame.
Yeah. What about this guy here as well?
Well, I was going to ask you this, but you told me before what it is.
Yeah.
So Josh has a collection of some really cool old... structures that you've bought in an auction.
Antiquities,
yes. Yeah. Let's call it that. for example, you've got a 2,000-year-old Roman statue.
Yeah, a head, statue of a head.
Yeah. A statue of a head.
Which really should have, that would have been looked
right. Cool here. So then I saw this and I was like, no way, you brought one of your cool six statues, you know, that's worth a good amount of money and a great investment. You put it here for the podcast for us to look at.
No, this is just like a statue decoration that one of the team bought. But it does look like it's missing a third.
Yeah, it's missing a piece of its head.
Yeah.
Is that why it was purchased?
Yeah, it's a
I'm going to be honest.
It's a representation of you, Jay.
I'm looking at the person who purchased this piece. I don't mean to disrespect you. It's going sometime. It's gonna be replaced by something sometime.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should paint it.
No. I think there's gonna be
Like if you painted it white.
Nah, Josh, this is great. This is
where Jelly now
this is a great
brings
idea.
Up an idea.
We're gonna
and then
have
I have to
we're
do
gonna
it.
Have sponsors.
Okay.
And we have a free table. Right now we've got this Roman guy, fake.
I don't think he's Roman.
Fake guy. I don't know who it is. We can replace it with your brand.
Jelly, I've said already, we're trying to sell out too much. I'm sure the viewers will be just as happy as we are when we get a brand deal, but
I might have touched the sofa before I sat down, but I did pay for it.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I didn't know.
This is my sofa.
Oh, it's actually your sofa.
You didn't buy the sofa.
Oh, I'm sorry, I farted.
Okay. So, I'm kidding. All right. So, Jelly, so moving forwards.
Yeah.
Two-thirds.
Yeah.
So the two-thirds represents you and me.
Right.
And then this spot here is the missing third.
The missing third.
So hypothetically, we are going to invite anyone.
Everybody who wants to come on can join. As long as you're an interesting person, have something to chat about.
Yeah. So potentially, they might be the missing third.
Well, will we start recording gaming videos with them then?
I don't know. And it'd be a bit odd when we get like people who have never played a game before and we're asking them to play gaming videos with us. Is this just a really...
If we've got like Elon Musk sitting here.
And we're like, anyway,
thank you for
the great session. Do you want to play some Minecraft with me?
Yeah, we've got a couple studios in the back. You want to sit down and record a couple of Minecraft videos?
Basically, actually, me and Jelly have been so lonely without anyone to record with. So we decided to spend an insane amount of money on a podcast just to try and trap someone in and make them feel like they have to join us.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair,
if it would be Elon Musk, I think we need to take the opportunity to record a Minecraft
video. Played Minecraft?
Of course he's played Minecraft. Doesn't he have like 12 children or something?
I don't know.
Really?
We could try and build a spaceship with Elon Musk in Minecraft.
I'd invest.
In what?
The spaceship in Minecraft.
Right.
Yeah.
No one asked for your money.
We have to adjust the files. We have to,
right.
You know, have to pay the developer.
I see what you're saying.
Right. So
saying.
That would be my investment. Right.
Your title could be, I invested in a $10 million spacecraft with Elon Musk.
Dude,
he's taking the mick out of you.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
You've been here for a while, huh?
He's learned a lot.
We should have a camera on producer Ben at some point.
At some point we should, but we need to make a little bit of money first. So if you want to, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I don't want it to seem like we're doing this podcast for the money, because actually we're not.
The whole reason we're talking about money is because we've literally spent too much money on it.
Yeah, so. We have spent too much money and the set still looks like shit.
Okay.
I feel so undervalued. Yeah.
I'm kidding. You're doing a great job.
Anyway, Jelly.
No. I wanted to say one more thing.
Okay. Was it...
The thought had lost my mind. Anyway, what were you going to say?
No, what were you going to say?
I forgot it. You distracted me.
It wasn't distract. I said one thing.
I'm trying to grab it. Oh, where did it go?
Somewhere in
there. I can't reach
it. Okay, Jenny, while you think about that, I'm going to ask ChatGPT to give us an outro for the podcast.
Oh.
Okay.
We did an intro.
Make us an outro.
Am I going to read it out again?
Yeah, you're going to read it out without reading it.
Me. Say that we had Elon Musk as a guest.
With Elon
Musk. Yeah, that'd be sick.
What is this? Practicing then?
Yeah, this is practicing. Yeah.
Okay, it's actually working.
Before we do the outro, I remembered what I was
okay,
going to say.
It's literally loading, so you go for it.
You've forgotten again, haven't you?
I just remember. Wait, what was it now? We were talking about we're not doing this for the money. We actually, we've talked about the whole Sunny V2 thing. We might have become irrelevant, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We're actually doing this, right?
Yeah.
To hopefully entertain some audience members that have lost interest in our current content.
Yeah. So, because we get a lot of people that say that we've changed and... So this is actually
People ask me, some people ask me like, hey, do you get recognized a lot? I'm like, yeah. People come up to me like, yo, bro, I used to watch your content, man. I don't get people being like, hey, Jelly, I love your Minecraft videos. I don't get those people anymore.
No. So what we need is for people to walk up to us in the street and go, you're that host from Two Thirds.
Yeah. If you're that guy, if you're that first person, I will take a picture with you and put it on my Instagram. Flipping it around this time, eh?
So if someone comes up to you and says, you're the host of
Two Thirds.
You're the second best host of Two Thirds.
No. First best host. The founder. Not the CEO, the founder.
So you will take a picture of them with you as a selfie and put it on your Instagram.
As long as they're comfortable with that, yes.
You just pin them down and take a picture of them.
Josh, I'm not you. That's not how I do my things.
Okay, fine. All right, Jelly. So I have...
You have your outro ready?
I've sent you the outro.
Oh, no. Okay.
And take it away.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast featuring Elon Musk as our special guest. There's a lie, but...
Yeah, you're used to lying. Continue.
All right, it's like that $10 million vote, right?
That was the joke.
We hope you enjoyed hearing from one of the most innovative and visionary minds... I can't even read this.
No, I know.
So it's not very innovative and it's not very visionary. Just continue. Then, is it? All right, and visionary minds of our time. From his insights on the future of technology and space exploration to his thoughts on the importance of sustainability and renewable energy, a subject we actually talked about in driving electric cars.
And Minecraft.
And Minecraft, which is great. Elon shared a wealth of knowledge and inspiration with us. Yes, Elon, thank you. We encourage you to continue the conversation and share your thoughts on social media using the hashtag
Elon Musk Podcast.
Don't do that.
Wrong hashtag.
The hashtag Two Thirds.
Yeah. No, finish it.
I pronounced it.
Well done, Jelly. It took you.
Thank you.
Literally.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more fascinating conversations with some of the most influential thinkers and leaders of our time.
Except for Quibblecop.
Right, because he's our next guest, and he is not an influential thinker and technically not an influential leader.
No. Is that done?
We'll ask him. Yeah. No, you interrupted me.
Sorry. Continue.
Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to bringing you with more thought-provoking content in the future. We did it!
Yay!
All right. Producer, you're fired. Oh.